With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And a good morning to you, 8:34 on your Monday morning, Columbus Day. Nina Pinna, Santa Marina, all that stuff, right? Is that what they're called? Jim,
I think those are the three boats, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see it when they brought the replicas here?
I did.
Those were awesome.
Yes, and then the Mayflower was something else, right?
Yeah,
first.
There was a Pilgrim.
Yeah, no, there was a different boat, right?
My Speedwell?
Speedwell, there you go. The Speedwell, yes.
And then the guys in Virginia came over in something.
See, he knows a lot more.
I feel like we should have like a an American history trivia contest with Jim.
I know more about what happened in the 1600s.
We would lose really bad.
Than I do of what was happening like last week.
We would lose in like
no, I mean
real
like against
bad.
List like if listeners wanted to test their American history against Jim.
I don't know as much as I used to.
Okay, you know what? That might be a good thing for when it slows down.
Yeah, yeah.
February and March, you may hear that again.
Yes,
good idea. All right, what's up with Juju? Right, so you look last night and Juju is what did he catch? One ball maybe.
Yeah, he's targeted four times, I believe.
Caught one ball, and on the season, he's not been what you think somebody needs to rise to the level of being a number one receiver was going to be. I mean, Juju has not been the guy. 25 receptions, 340 yards, two touchdowns, catching on average of 13.6 yards per game. So 25 catches so far. And he's just not been what you thought as the Steelers right now are kind of an offense that's trying to find traction. Last night, obviously, it was on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing AB, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question. But through six games at just 25 balls, you thought it was going to be more. Is Juju not able to get open? Our defense is taking away Juju too much. Is Juju not the number one receiver people thought? Like, is all of that maybe the truth at times? Who knows?
I think he is number one capable. I think when we came into this season, we thought the periphery weapons around Juju would be able to draw a lot more attention. Vance McDonald's been dinged up more often than not. And when he has been healthy, it's been hard for them to really get a flow going with him. Dante Moncrief has been a bust so far, despite his one catch last night. Really, the only secondary option, at least as far as tight ends and receivers go, that has worked out for them is Deontay Johnson. And that's not enough to draw secondaries away from putting their best corner on Juju. And that's what we've seen more often than not through the first 6 weeks. The best corner is going to go on Juju, and they're going to let the rest of the chips fall where they may.
At some point, does he need to make plays no matter what, though, despite all of that?
You know what I think? I think, and now,
because I think he does.
Right, he does. But the first six quarters, it didn't show, even when Ben was the quarterback. But if Ben Roethlisberger was the quarterback, he has a license to force the ball into certain coverages if he thinks he can complete a ball.
He did that an innumerable amount of times to 84.
Yes, and I think that there was a chance that he was going to develop that same, not the same telepathy, but something that, you know, but a relationship with him. And he has the confidence and also the license. Like I said, he's got the go-ahead if he thinks he can complete a pass to throw it. Mason Rudolph and certainly Devlin Hodges don't have that license to take a chance.
Well, the flip side of that argument, though, Jim, is he's had the opportunity to work with three different quarterbacks, and it's still not kind of – he's not separating himself as a number one guy.
No, that's fair.
I don't have a whole lot of qualms with Juju. I just want to see a breakout game.
But we've heard Randy Feuchner say that it's on Mason Rudolph to throw with more confidence, right? And maybe this is just about when Rudolph gets back in there and is totally healthy – maybe he looks at it differently. Maybe Feuchner looks at it differently. I don't know. But they start to get the ball to Juju.
Well,
again, whether he's open by a stride or not, at a certain point, he's your number one receiver. You got to throw the ball in his direction.
Or the elephant in the room is just this. The Ben's a badass. Like, this is the drop off, no matter how good your backup is, from a guy that's a Hall of Fame guy to the next guy.
He was open on the first play of the game.
Ben wouldn't have missed him. Ben wouldn't have missed
him. Neither would Mason Rudolph.
I don't think so. This is just how good Ben Roethlisberger is. Well, every throw that we've taken for that, There's no way he catches one ball if Ben Roethlisberger's the quarterback. We just take for granted he's catching seven.
And how confident Ben is in his own ability to put the ball where his receivers can get it. Even if it's not a great throw, he believes in his receiver's ability to go get it. I think Mason Rudolph is still developing that level of confidence, not just in his own ability to put the ball there, but in his receiver's ability to go get it.
By the way, I'm not going to read your texts on the air that the 1600s were current events for Jim. I'm not going to read those on the air.
Of course you won't. You wouldn't dare read that. Hey, look, my last name's not Colony for nothing, okay? I mean, I was there at the outset. We were there at the ground. We were there at the ground floor.
Yes.
Or the grassroots.
Good thing they didn't send you to Georgia, though. Wasn't that pretty much a penal colony for the most part?
Well,
a lot of it.
We've been there. There were 13 of them. So.
Got out of there, right?
Yeah, there were 13 of those.
Good job by you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.